So yeah, let's try and figure out how much more counting there is still to go in the Senate race. Actually, all the statewide races, because there's a couple others that are pretty close too, besides the Senate race. Joining us is Garrett Archer. He's a senior analyst over at the Secretary of State's office. Garrett, thanks so much for joining us again. Really appreciate it. After this latest ballot drop, Kyrsten Sinema took a lead of we're getting close to 33,000 votes over Martha McSally. How many more votes are expected to come in today, and where are they coming from?
Well, we have about 220,000 ballots left over throughout the entire state. 162,000 of those are from Maricopa County, and then an additional 36,000 are from Pima and 14,000 from Pinal. We are expecting, based on county contact, at least 7,000 ballots from Pinal County today, anywhere from 40 to 80,000 ballots processed by Maricopa County today. And as of right now at 7:15 in the morning, I don't have any word from Pima if they will drop ballots today or if they will till tomorrow. So I'm not sure if we're going to get anything from Pima. So we could get anywhere from 50 to 90,000 ballots today.
So historically speaking, do the votes coming in today and moving forward seem to favor Sinema or McSally here?
Well, the trend line certainly began to bend a couple days ago in, slightly more in McSally's favor. However, the trends are not at all going where she needs them to go.
Right.
She's still losing Maricopa County on each ballot drop. She's just losing it by less now. She needs these next ballot drops to she needs to win them by a significant amount to turn this around.
So actually over the weekend, Kathy Hoffman, the Democrat running for superintendent, actually used the term "this victory," apparently declaring herself a victor in that race over Frank Riggs. Is that still too close to call, or is that a lead that she can really kind of count on at this point?
I mean, in my experience watching elections, the lead there is probably not going to change. Again, Mr. Riggs would have to have a significant amount of ballots from Maricopa County go in his favor. Numbers likely higher than what the governor received in his race. So just because we also have outstanding ballots from Pima County, and Pima County is, as you know, is not very friendly to Republicans.
So we're talking to Garrett Archer, who's a senior analyst at the Secretary of State's office, trying to make some sense of what's still yet to come in the vote counting and whatnot. Katie Hobbs and Steve Gaynor, that thing is just for the Secretary of State's office. That thing is it's super, super close now. I'm sorry. That thing is just. I mean, we're talking 400 votes or something like that.
Yeah, that one's the nail biter. That one, in my opinion, that one's the one to watch for the remainder of the ballots. So that one's going to be the exciting one to watch.
Yeah, you know, we're used to seeing that in some of the congressional races. Like,
yeah, it's not often we get a statewide general that is this close. So yes, this one will be exciting.
Okay, and once again, around 5 o'clock today, can we expect most of those ballots to be to be released at the date?
Yes.
On that? Okay,
we'll have some trickling in. We possibly can have some trickling in from some of the other counties. We do have handfuls of outstanding ballots in other counties. But as far as the big Maricopa drop, the one that is going to sort of decide the fate of many of these candidates, is going to come out at 5 o'clock today.
Okay.
And then again, we'll have one from Pinal County around the same time, and possibly Pima.
Okay. And we'll be carrying that here on KTAR News. Thanks a lot, Garrett. Garrett Archer, senior analyst there at the Secretary of State's office.